The governor says more may need to be done besides closing bars, restaurants, gyms, and casinos to help prevent a worst-case scenario for transmission of the virus.
The curve is not flattening to a level that we can sustain, which would suggest that you're going to need to take more efforts to slow the curve. That's what we're exploring now.
The governor says quarantining any particular city or region, though, as has been done in the San Francisco area, would only cause people to flee to other locales. And he says he would not allow any local government in New York to make that decision.
Whatever we do is going to be statewide, thought through, comprehensive. Nobody's going to be quarantined, you know. If there are any additional actions, the likely additional actions would be on the business side first.
For example, closing all but essential businesses like grocery stores and pharmacies. Mayor de Blasio said in his briefing on the virus a few hours later that he respects the role of the state, but he says shelter in place in New York City within the next 48 hours is a possibility, and he thinks it's decision time. In a statement in response, Cuomo's chief of staff, Melissa DeRosa, said any blanket quarantine or shelter-in-place policy would require state action, and as the governor has said, there is no consideration of that for any locality at this time. Cuomo is concerned about having enough hospital beds and ventilators to handle what state officials believe will be the peak of the infection in about 45 days or May 1st. He says the current hospital bed capacity in the state is 53,000 beds, but as many as 110,000 may be needed. The governor says he's trying to do what he can to locate unused dormitories and closed nursing homes to refit as temporary hospitals. And he says he's putting aside his political differences with President Donald Trump, with whom he has often feuded, and asking the president to authorize the Army Corps of Engineers to quickly build new hospital space. Cuomo spoke to the president Tuesday morning.
I said to the president, who is a New Yorker, who I've known for many, many years, I put my hand out in partnership. I want to work together 100%. I need your help. I want your help. And New Yorkers will do everything they can to be good partners with the federal government. I think the president was 100% sincere in saying that he wanted to work together in partnership, in a spirit of cooperation. I can tell you the actions he has taken evidence that. His team has been on it. I know a team when they're on it, and I know a team when they're not on it. His team is on it.
The governor says Trump said he'd help New York, but offered no specific promises. The governor says a drive-through testing center will be open in Nassau County Tuesday. There'll also be one opening soon in Rockland County. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.